Hello and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today we are doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle. And we hope that you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today we are on Chapter 3, Section 11, The Core of Ego, All Structures Are Unstable. My name is Barbara Wainwright and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you. Whatever form it takes, the unconscious drive behind ego is to strengthen the image of who I think I am. The phantom self that came into existence when thought, a great blessing as well as a great curse, began to take over and obscured the simple yet profound joy of connectedness with being, the source, God. Whatever behavior the ego manifests, the hidden motivating force is always the same. The need to stand out, be special, be in control. The need for power, for attention, for more. And of course, the need to feel a sense of separation. That is to say, the need for opposition. Enemies.
The ego always wants something from other people or situations. There is always a hidden agenda, always a sense of not enough yet, of insufficiency and lack that needs to be filled. It uses people and situations to get what it wants. And even when it succeeds, it is never satisfied for long. Often, it is thwarted in its aims, and for the most part, the gap between I want and what is becomes a constant source of upset and anguish. The famous and now classic pop song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, is the song of the ego, the underlying emotion that governs all the activity of the ego is fear, the fear of being nobody, the fear of non-existence, the fear of death. All its activities are ultimately designed to eliminate this fear. But the most the ego can ever do is to cover it up temporarily with an intimate relationship, a new possession, or winning at this or that. Illusion will never satisfy you. Only the truth of who you are, if realized, will set you free.
Why fear? Because the ego arises by identification with form, and deep down, it knows that no forms are permanent, that they are all fleeting. So there is always a sense of insecurity around the ego, even if on the outside it appears confident.
That's been true for me in my life, when somebody has been, and I'll say jealous, because I think that's also an ego emotion. They've been jealous of something that I've been doing. They'll attack and try to take me down because I was really good at something and it made them feel inferior. And it wasn't because I was bragging about how good I was. It's just I was good. And when that would happen, people would try to sabotage me. I don't know if that was part of my life lesson this go round or what, but it happened to me quite a bit. And I'm happy to say it hasn't happened a very long time, thankfully, but it did used to happen frequently. So maybe it's my life lesson. This life was to be careful who I associated with, who I confided in, who I talked to, and make sure that they are safe people so that I don't get that sabotage again in my life. As I was walking with a friend through a beautiful nature reserve near Malibu in California, We came upon the ruins of what had been once a country house, destroyed by a fire several decades ago. As we approached the property, long overgrown with trees and all kinds of magnificent plants, there was a sign by the side of the trail put there by the park authorities. It read, "Danger. All structures are unstable." I said to my friend, "That's a profound sutra, sacred scripture." And we stood there in awe. Once you realize and accept that all structures, forms, are unstable, even the seemingly solid material ones, peace arises within you. This is because the recognition of the impermanence of all forms awakens you to the dimension of the formless within yourself, that which is beyond death. Jesus called it eternal life. And I think that's a lot of truth right there when he talks about the recognition or the realization that this too shall pass. It's not only the situations and the things that we have here in life that are going to pass, but it's our physical being too. Our entire life is something that's transient. We are born, we have our lifetime of experience, and then we fade away back to dust. So knowing that, I believe, is helpful in accepting everything that is. When you accept what is, then there's no resistance, and you've got that inner peace that this too shall pass. And not to get so stressed out about things that happen, because it's going to change. And if you don't like your situation, your current situation, okay, do something about it. Accept it or change it. So I think there's a good lesson in that. Your situation might be uncomfortable. Getting to peace within yourself, knowing that this too shall pass and it will be changing. And I think one of the gifts that we have as spiritual beings here is the meditation. We can meditate and ask for guidance. What is our next best step? Or what would be the best outcome for this situation? And if we're quiet, if we're in our meditative state and we listen, there will be an answer that comes. Discerning whether that answer is from ego or if it's from your higher mind is important. Typically, when it's ego, it's a fight or flight response. But if it was your higher mind that was answering, the answer might be this: be patient, beloved, because the answer is coming. Or be patient, beloved, because the change is coming, because that is going to be your answer. So it might be that type of guidance that you get. And it's good to be able to discern the difference between an ego thought and a higher mind thought. And I believe it was, I can't remember, I think it was Jack Canfield that said, we have 70,000 thoughts during a day. And 90% of those thoughts are coming from the ego. It is really good to become conscious of all your thoughts so that you can dismiss or cancel the thoughts that don't serve you, and you can ruminate on the thoughts that do serve you.
Right. And I agree with everything that you said. And I know that for me, sometimes if I find myself in a situation where like my ego's going and I'm just kind of standing like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And like, I don't know like which thoughts the ego and which ones, you know, like I can't seem to like figure it out. I like to excuse myself, and sometimes I just go to the restroom. I turn, like with the light off, close the door, and then I close my eyes. And then I do like a breathing technique, and I call it like the 448 technique. But basically what I do with that is I go into the bathroom, close the door, have the lights off, close my eyes, and then I start breathing in through my nose on the count of four. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I hold my breath for four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I release slowly out of my mouth for the count of eight. Just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then I go back to breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then I go back to breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I go back and I do the count again until I feel like I'm at a stable, still place. And then the next thing you know, like that idea just comes out of nowhere, like, because you're not even looking for the thought because you're so busy being relaxed. And then it just kind of comes out of nowhere. So that's one of like my favorite things to do when I feel like I'm stuck in that situation. Like, okay, I don't know, like, is this my ego or not? You know, it's too strong right now. Sometimes I just like to excuse myself and then do that breathing technique. And then it kind of stabilizes me. And sometimes I even forget what I was worried about in the first place.
Well, that's brilliant, Gilda. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because that is extremely helpful. If you are feeling off center, or if you're feeling resistance, or you're feeling anxious, taking a moment to go to a quiet place where you can do that breathing technique will get you centered, and it will get your egoic mind to calm down. And you're absolutely right. From that sacred place that you just created, you will get great advice to move forward.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just standing there and breathing and feeling at peace. And I love when that happens.
Yes. Well, that's the end of this episode. And I would encourage you to do exactly what Gilda recommended there. If you find yourself in a situation where you're having a lot of resistance to what is, and we all know that's like a form of insanity. It is what it is. So to resist it is kind of a little crazy. So if you find yourself in that situation, step aside, go somewhere where you can get to quiet, take some deep breaths. The 448 method is terrific for helping you to get centered again. And from that place, you will be in acceptance of what is, and you will receive the right guidance for your next best step. Well, until next week, I hope you all have a great week. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to wainwrightglobal.com/go/support.